Up until the 1970s, Columbus High School was considered one of the best schools in the Bronx. Parents lied about their addresses in order to get their kids in. The elegant three-story building had more than 4,500 students and offered them everything from auto shop to honors classes. But today, Columbus is confined mostly to a single floor. Six other schools have opened inside this building over the past decade. As Columbus prepares to close next year, there are just 350 juniors and seniors. And what the school can offer has also shrunk.
You know, we used to have AP chemistry, calculus, all these, you know, pre-college courses.
David Damiani is graduating this spring, but he wasn't able to take all the classes he wanted during his final year.
All we offered was AP English, and that's what I took. It wasn't more than that, and science pretty much stopped at chemistry, and I took that as well.
David is a tall, athletic 18-year-old who's involved in pretty much everything at Columbus, from sports to the yearbook. As he puts it, he's got status here. He wanted to go to the University of Vermont, but he didn't get in.
I didn't take enough of what I was supposed to take. I was supposed to take another year of foreign language.
He, in particular, was extremely affected by being in a closing school.
Lisa Fuentes is the principal of Columbus. She believes David's chances were hurt because he couldn't take upper-level math and science classes. An email from the university, though, said he didn't do well enough in all the classes he did take. Fuentes asked the school to reconsider, but had no luck.
He's an amazing, amazing young man, but they still denied him after the appeal. So looking back as, you know, an administrator, you know, I failed that kid.
David will go to the State University of New York in Plattsburgh instead. I asked Fuentes if she could have gotten the other schools that share the building to let David take the classes he wanted.
Could I have begged more to get him into other classes? You know, maybe. But principals also, they have their own kids to worry about.
Fuentes says about 10 of her students were able to take AP classes in other schools this year, and a few took other electives. None of the principals of the other schools in the building was willing to speak to WNYC. The situation at Columbus is happening at other schools in the process of closing. The DOE's Deputy Chief Academic Officer, Josh Thomases, acknowledges that's part of the shift from big, failing schools to smaller schools.
Part of what a phasing down school, when it's done well, essentially becomes a small school, is they offer the core content to ensure students are ready to graduate aspirationally with a full diploma, advanced regents diploma, and college ready, and they get as many students across those different finish lines as possible.
So what do you say to the students who find themselves not being able to take more of the advanced placement classes? Doesn't that limit their choices of college?
So, the interesting to me about the question is it starts from a frame that we failed the student, where, in fact, what you just told me is a young man who's going on to the State University of New York, which is an extraordinary success at a school that has had such endemic failure.
Last year, fewer than 40% of the kids at Columbus graduated on time. The school's principal agrees David is a success story. But remember, she said the shrinking school failed him because it wasn't able to offer all the classes he wanted to take. Students can no longer take chemistry or physics. When the city decided to close Columbus High School 3 years ago, opponents accused the Bloomberg administration of not doing enough to help large, struggling high schools.
But the reality of the situation is that when a failing high school is failing, we count on the Department of Education to turn the failing high school around.
That was City Councilman James Vacca 3 years ago, right before a panel of mayoral appointees voted to close Columbus and a whole bunch of other schools. Vacca graduated from Columbus in 1973, and he's disturbed by what's happened to his alma mater since then.
I think that just reducing Columbus's size was not the answer. I think that we missed the boat in a lot of ways. I think that Columbus could have remained a larger school, but that Columbus could have offered programs, Columbus could have offered interventions that would have kept Columbus open.
The DOE says it's got a network of staffers to help the phase-out schools stretch their budgets. But in the end, it's up to each principal to offer the right mix of requirements and electives. The last class at Columbus graduates next year. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.